If we hold that energy, we only stay trapped within that energy. We only stay chained inside of it, and we suffer. And so they can go on and live their lives, and it may be 10, 20, 30 years later, but if we still carry that emotion, if we still have that pain inside of us, we are actually sourcing the perception of our reality through that energy. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people will say, well, why is my life the way it is? And we want to bring back this notion that we want to understand, where is it in our life that we were impacted by an experience that created pain and hurt for us that we still feel not peaceful and in completion with? Because the moment we feel grateful for what was, we can really step into what is, which is our natural state of abundance and infiniteness and power.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have Elizabeth Tripp. She's a New York City-based lifestyle design coach and spiritual teacher. She has been a featured radio talk show host on Talk Radio NYC, a Thrive Global contributor, and a national public speaker. She is a recognized thought leader in spirituality, well-being, and prosperity. It's a real pleasure having her on, and I'm really curious where our conversation will go. Elizabeth, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you inviting me on and seeing the value of my work and what I can bring to the audience today. So very much appreciated. Thank you.
My pleasure. So let us know a little bit more about you, like some of the things that might be interesting for our listeners that I didn't mention yet.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have been gifted with some beautiful, beautiful talents that I love sharing with the world. And that is that I have this beautiful ability to be able to hear and see and communicate with spirit energy. And this was a gift that I didn't always celebrate or had, you know, a sense of being proud of, because it was such a catalyst for so many, you know, hurtful perceptions I held of myself, like, there's something wrong with me, or I'm made different, or why can't I just be like everybody else? So it really wasn't until 5 years ago when I went through an incredible awakening, a transformational experience that allowed for me to step into my power and celebrate who I am and align with my brilliance, that I started to use these powerful gifts to reach people and help them really transform their lives and create a life they love. Yeah.
That's beautiful. And I really love what you touched upon, and something that it's not in what you said, but in your experience of it, that I think it's very powerful. And I think it could be something really interesting for our listeners as well. I see that you've managed to get to a point where you appreciate your talents, your gifts very much, and you're very okay with speaking about the fact that you do, and that it's something wonderful that you recognize and appreciate, and that you actually can gift the world with. Can you tell us a little bit about your process? How did you get to appreciate them? Because I'm sure that many of our listeners are going through the same kind of looking for the things that they have been gifted with, or maybe they're just not seeing them, even though they have some things.
Yeah, what a beautiful question. You know, in my practice, in my work, I hold this space for a foundation of the way that I see my life, which is that I am not just a human on a human journey, but I'm a human inside of a spiritual experience for myself. And meaning that there is a soul's journey that I'm on. There is a special reason why I'm here. And there is a purpose to my life. And I understand, coming from that perspective, that as a soul in a human body, I've chosen to come to this earth experience for a reason, and that the best way that my soul can learn is often through challenge or trepidation, because the pain offers an opportunity of expansion and growth. You know, when we think about it, our most challenging experiences can lead us to such incredible wisdom and transformation. And so I hold this premise in my life that the things that I've been through and the experiences that I had were perfectly designed just for me and my soul on its journey here on earth, to allow for me to open up and expand my understanding of who I am, and to allow for me to really tap into and fulfill the reason why I came here. So to just set your listeners up, that's a platform that I speak about and I really invite into people's lives as I work with them or engage in conversation with them, that for every experience that we have, there's a good reason for it. And even if at the time it can feel trepidatious or challenging, if we can open our hearts, open our minds, open ourselves into deeply listening into the why, the value of this mentally, emotionally, spiritually, we can come to see the bigger reason, the bigger offering from spirit and the universe. And you know, it's in that space where we can find this incredible gratitude, this sense of deep appreciation, of wowness and beauty in our journeys, because it takes away the emotion, the pain, the feeling of hurt, as you allow yourself to really look into and explore the possibility of growth and learning. And so this applies to my own journey. You know, when I look back and recognize that I had come into this time-space experience as a gifted child and with two parents that didn't have, you know, the tools and the know-how to support me the way I truly would have loved to have been supported, instead of being angry or upset with them, through this transformation, looking at myself and into myself, I was able to pull out of hurt and really see from a greater vantage point the true purpose of my parents as souls in my life and the reasoning behind why I felt so alone when I would cry out, "Hey, I can see and hear and understand things. And there are ghosts," as adults call them, talking to me and conversating me and being told that that was just my imagination. In that experience itself, it had a lot of value, though I felt hurt and broken and that I needed fixing. It led me to these synchronistic moments throughout my 30 years and more of being here on earth, to places where I, at a certain point, looked into and recognized that if I didn't transform the way I saw them, that I was going to stay stuck in a limiting perception of who I am. And so I couldn't be more grateful to have had, you know, the ability to find my way to myself through myself. So I hope that answers your question in the short. Did I do a good job at painting a picture?
Yeah. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule. by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a powerful way of seeing the experiences that you went through. And I'm sure that many of our listeners have been through a similar type of experience where they had some gifts maybe when they were little and they weren't appreciated or they weren't supported. So that actually made it much harder for them and might have made them feel like they don't belong or they are not understood or things of that nature. So I think, yeah, that you did a great job answering that question. And I'm sure that we can all benefit from seeing this wider perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, for so many people, it just takes one experience in our earlier years that can really shift the way we understand ourselves and see ourselves. And we may not know it as we journey forward, how we carry then a perception of ourselves. I'm not worth it. I'm not okay. I'm not beautiful. You know, I'm not lovable. And when we hear into those kinds of statements, we don't recognize the power we carry as human beings in a spiritual experience of creating our reality through the way that we think and feel. And so as we come aware, and it can happen in so many different ways, suddenly we might, you know, get hit in the head with a 2x4 and, you know, we may have something really big happen in our life to wake us up, but they function for this incredible purpose to bring us on our path. And when we can say, thank you, universe, or thank you, the creator, thank you, you know, this infinite potential in which I live, we actually anchor ourselves in the present moment, and that's all we have. And we take out of this being chained to the past and being pining for the future, and we fall into this deep presence, and we can open up and gain access to an incredible wealth of beauty and a credible sense of peace and calm, which again leads to the expansiveness of the why did this happen. Instead of being stuck in it, we can actually pull out of hurt and pain and into a space of exploration and self-examination, which I think is the greatest tool for people today in the times that we live in.
Yeah, definitely. And it brings us back to our resources. And instead of just focusing on what's not there and what happened in the past and everything, we can tune into the resources that we have and the qualities that we have, the talents, the gifts that we've been given. And that's so beautiful, because once we focus more on them, we can grow them, and we can, like you're doing, we can offer them to the world, and one by one or one by many, we can make the world a better place.
Yeah, and the beauty about it is that when you do that, when you step into that space with yourself, you return back to this inner brilliance that you have within you. You know, you align with it. And I found through my studies and my work and my journey that the more we align with our inner brilliance, the you that makes us so incredible, the you that's so powerful, the more we feel proud and confident to be ourselves, and the more we love ourselves in a bigger way. And I know that in that space, we become these super unstoppable people that can set out and put in motion something we want to accomplish, something we want to see to have happen. And as that grows within us, it starts to begin to unfold. Our dreams really become true, and we get this opportunity to design. So it's absolutely incredible. And it's not until we can appreciate and really be in face of our challenge and look into it that we can find these answers and accesses into other ways of being.
Exactly. Because actually the other option is to let them control your life and not have you be in control and create it and make it as you would like it or as you would wish it, actually. And that's a really different way of living life, actually.
It absolutely is. And it brings me to the point that, you know, for a majority of my life, for more than 30 years, I let the opinions and reactions of other people really define my own value, who I thought I was. And it happened so quickly and easily for me. And it was, you know, as soon as I started to think I was different and that there was something wrong with me, it almost kind of began this journey of resounding this truth, you know, as I went out to then go in intermingle with peers and be in among my groups of friends and family, I felt uncomfortable and I felt like I needed to be something that they wanted me to be rather than myself. And that, of course, led to so many unhealthy patterns of being. Particularly for me, I struggled a lot with using food as a way to cope and push down and soothe, which really only led to more frustration and hurt and pain as people began to, you know, make fun or be unkind to my own physical appearance. And so, yeah, I struggled for quite some time and really was trying to find myself inside of other people. And I found that that only leads to more hurt and more pain and can only really set forth a path of confusion rather than of clarity and knowing why you're here.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And we tend to do this, and we tend to do this when we fail to appreciate ourselves and our gifts. And I think it's an important part of gratitude, like appreciating other people and what others do for us is very important, and and feeling grateful to the Creator as well. But I think this part is really important as well, to appreciate ourselves and to, I don't know, that for me leads to loving ourselves enough so that we have the opportunity to make different choices and to get to experience more appreciation and gratitude from others.
Absolutely, because if we walk in a space of being maybe angry or holding feelings of upset towards an individual or individuals that created an experience for us that was painful, right? If we hold that energy, we only stay trapped within that energy. We only stay chained inside of it, and we suffer. And so they can go on and live their lives, and it may be 10, 20, 30 years later, but if we still carry that emotion, if we still have that pain inside of us, we are actually sourcing the perception of our reality through that energy. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people will say, well, why is my life the way it is? And we want to bring back this notion that we want to understand, where is it in our life that we were impacted by an experience that created pain and hurt for us that we still feel not peaceful and in completion with? Because the moment we feel grateful for what was, we can really step into what is, which is our natural state of abundance and infiniteness and power. So that is really, really profound when we listen to that in a deep way.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Cute.
I love that perspective, and it's so true. Like, when we hear it, we know that this is how it is actually, and it feels very easy. Like, I feel ease, and it feels natural. And we tend to forget about these things, but I think it's an important part of being human to take the time to get back to these kinds of feelings. But I also wanted to ask you,
sure.
What is gratitude for you? Like, how do you define it? How do you see it personally in your experience?
Oh yeah, I see it as this incredible practice that is super subtle, but yet very profound. And what it does for me personally and those that I share it with is it closes this gap between what I truly want and what I currently have. And the results can be so phenomenal, you know, giving thanks simply to the universe that for the things that I desire and have felt, you know, perhaps in the past out of reach, has only led to transformation and receiving and really living in a state of abundance. And so the practice itself, you know, I wake up every morning and I do about 15, 20 minutes of gratitude, of thanking the creator and the universe for the incredible life that I have and for the amazing clients that come and work with me and the incredible opportunities to share my voice and grow a platform of transformation. And as I sit in that moment, look outside and appreciate the beauty around me, I'm just pulled into the here and now. My mind is slow, you know, I have a quieter sense of self, and I have this awareness that what I speak can come to life. And this automatic desire to want to be in the future or, you know, kind of stay trapped in the past, it just dramatically softens, and I effortlessly enjoy the here and now. And I've never come across a technique that has quite literally pulled you into a new way of being so quickly. You know, when you say, thank you so much for having me, you know, you connect to this expansive sense of self where your abundance and living quite literally in prosperity because you have what you desire. And so I see it as a practice that opens up incredible doors, but also spiritually, it allows for an exciting design process for my life and those that I mentor. And so it's a whole new paradigm of existence, and I see it as one that can only benefit others in an incredible way. So that is my take on gratitude.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. And I love how deep it is. And from your words, it's clear that you are practicing it, and you have been exploring the different nuances of it. And I think it's a wonderful perspective. And I was thinking that it's so interesting how we sometimes have the perspective, the idea that if we are more in the doing of things,
mm-hmm.
we move faster forward. But it's so interesting that sometimes, like you were saying, in the morning,
yeah,
when we do these kinds of things, even if we are not doing something in particular that's moving ourselves in a certain direction, like very practical or something like this,
yeah,
we are actually making a lot of progress, and we are growing a lot. And it's so interesting, because it's more like being and just being in the present and not hurrying up and everything.
Yeah,
it actually makes a difference.
Mm-hmm, I love what you're saying. It's bringing me to this space where what I hear you say is it slows you down mm-hmm. and speeds you up at the
exactly.
same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfectly said.
Yeah. It's like, instead of sending 100 emails and trying to reach out to, you know, 50 different people to, you know, support you in your mission or get them to take action to work with you, you simply are in a space of appreciation for what you already have, even if it hasn't arrived yet. So you've completely slowed down to life, and you, in that slowing down, are speeding up the possibility of what can come towards you in a vibrational exactly. match, right?
Yeah, that's beautiful. And it's exactly what I was thinking. And it's amazing how this works. it's counterintuitive somehow.
Yeah.
Because we usually think that action and doing and
mm-hmm.
Just being in that state actually brings the results that we want in our life and the kind of life that we want. But
so quickly, right?
Yeah. It's the other way around, actually.
Yeah, slowing down is speeding up. I say that to people a lot, and they usually look at me and say, "What?" So,
yeah, I think this is a really great idea for me, at least, and I'm sure that for our listeners as well, to just think about it a little bit, because when we think about the fact that we might not have the time to do a gratitude practice, it might be that we do have the time, and it might be that we will get the results that we actually want if we do it, instead of just, okay, I don't have the time, I have things to do, I can't do it.
Exactly. That reframe is so powerful, and it comes back to, you know, really honoring the power of our own thought, right? If we say we don't have time, then what will be the result of our day? We'll always be, you know, sort of grappling with the ability of trying to find space for ourselves. So instead, really creating a reframe, perhaps, you know, I have time always to do the things that bring me joy and peace and love into my life, and thank you, universe, for this incredible moment right now. You know, that in itself is so powerful.
I love that. And it's like you said, it's so powerful, because it's up to us to do that, to have this perspective and to choose it for ourselves. It's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
But since we're nearing the end of our time together, I wanted to ask you, who are some people in your life that you're grateful for? And if you want to share with us why,
yeah,
that would be great.
Oh, I love that. Well, you know, I am incredibly grateful for the parents that I have chosen on this journey. They have been such catalyst of transformation for me. And I recognize that their own, weaknesses have been my spaces of learning and growing, and their strengths have been these opportunities for me to mirror grow from. And so they are the most incredible people I have ever met, and they have been such an instrumental piece of my purpose here. I wouldn't be doing what I do without them, because physically I wouldn't have been created. But I wouldn't have had this incredible schooling that I got, this education of human life that led for me to, in so many ways, be guided to my mentor, my clients, my relationships, the people that impacted me in so many big, huge ways. So they are the number one people I am grateful for on not just that human level, but that soul level. I'm so appreciative that they agreed to come and play life with me.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And I'm sure that all of us can think about our parents, and we all have had this kind of experience, like with the good and the bad, and just being grateful for it all, and for like you were saying, agreeing to play together in this life is a beautiful, beautiful perspective.
Thank you.
So where can our audience find you? Where can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, that's great. Well, I have a beautiful community that I'm growing. I put out content daily and ways to, work in a space to get freebies and grow and learn alongside like-minded. So one of the best ways to interact with me and be a part of this incredible community is actually on Facebook. And it's a group that I've started. It's private. It's called Empowered Souls. And so all people need to do is look that up on Facebook and request the invitation to be let in. As well as I have a beautiful website I love to direct people towards. It's called elizabethtripp.com. It's just simply my first and last name and two P's at the end of my last name. And there, you can take a life design quiz. It's so awesome, where you can get information and access into a space of query where you can say, hey, am I ready to design my life? And if you are, then we get a chance to connect and explore how it's possible I could possibly support you. So yeah, that's how you can be in touch.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for being here with us. And if you have a message, an idea with which you want our listeners to finish this listening to this episode, I would be very grateful if you would share it with us.
Oh, yeah. Well, something I want the listeners to remember out there is there is such an incredible power in really stepping into your brilliance, being who you are, no strings attached, and really in that space feeling empowered to share yourself truly, authentically, and honestly. You become what I see as an empowered soul. And in that space, people will flock all around the world to come and hear you talk, to share your stories, your wisdom, your insight. And you will therefore then create the space of celebration for yourself, because you are important and you are a really intricate piece to our collective consciousness. And so don't forget that. Being you is awesome. And so that's what I would say to everybody out there.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for being here with us and for sharing this amazing idea.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having me. It's been amazing.
My pleasure. Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day, or maybe even their life, much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.